Good morning. Thank you for joining with me for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, Workbook Lesson 165. And following that, we will sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook Lesson 165. Let not my mind deny the thought of God. What makes this world seem real? Except your own denial of the truth that lies beyond. What puts your thoughts of misery and death obscure the perfect happiness and the eternal life your Father wills for you? And what could hide what cannot be concealed except illusion? What could keep from you what you already have, except your choice to see it not, denying it is there? The thought of God created you. It left you not. Nor have you ever been apart from it an instant. It belongs to you. By it you live. It is your source of life, holding you one with it. And everything is one with you, because it left you not. The thought of God protects you, cares for you, makes soft your resting place, and smooth your way, lighting your mind with happiness and love. Eternity and everlasting life shine in your mind because the thought of God has never left you and still abides with you. Let not my mind deny the thought of God. As I contemplate this lesson, I sit quietly and I place a thought in the mind. The thought that I am eternal, I am awareness. And I sit as awareness, awareness watching awareness. and thoughts come up into the awareness. And I see the thought as something I want to engage in, or as a thought that I know has no truth, and I let it slip away. And I see that the ones that I want to engage in are the ones that I want to believe in. And for these that I want to believe in, I see that I switch from being the observer, from being awareness, a watching awareness, I switch to being the character. The little I that I've defined and believe in. And I see when I switch to being the character in the dream, when I get drawn into a thought and want to move from being the observer, being the awareness, I want to move to being the actor. And I see that this thought comes up for my healing. You see, if I can become aware I've switched, then I can look with curiosity and openness at what it is I'm believing and what it is the denial of the thought of God. And I can ask Spirit to help me see the truth, to uncover the false belief, the reason why I transitioned from the awareness to the actor. And I ask for help for my healing, to heal whatever false belief it is that draws me into believing that this is what I am, this little self. And then I switch back out to being who I am, awareness, and I continue the process of watching what comes into the field of awareness, and seeing what draws me out. Desiring to hold on to nothing. What draws me from being who I am to believing I am a character in the play? By becoming aware of that and asking for help each time to heal my mind. To help me not to deny the thought of God, and instead to want only to be the thought of God. All the past learning that I've done to teach myself who I am not, this little self that I think I am, which is the denial of the thought of God, all this past learning, I want to unlearn. It's not the truth. It's not what I want to believe in. Holy Spirit, help me to become aware today of when I am denying the thought of God and believing I am a separate self, a separate identity. Help me to remember what I truly want, which is to know the truth of what I am and to return to the peace that my Creator promises me. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we remember what Jesus said. We are the Son of God. We are His child, His creation. We are as He is. And as we sit with this thought, we allow ourselves to do the work of healing. As we listen in confidence to the truth of what we are, Thank you for joining with me in building our curiosity and our confidence in what we are. Namaste.